puking. My legs were jelly. Alarms banged everywhere now. It was happening as I stood there. I got some wind back, left the stairwell for the corridor, and tripped over a dead man. He was filthy and undernourished. A blade had laid him open from left shoulder to right hip. His right hand lay 10 feet away. It still clutched a black rummel. There was blood everywhere. Some still seeped from the corpse. I stared at the scarf. The dead man had murdered many times. Now Kina had betrayed him. Such treachery is one of the goddess's more endearing qualities. Only Ashwand could cut that clean and deep. Another corpse lay near my apartment door. A third lay in the doorway itself, holding the door open. All the blood was fresh. The corpses still bled. As yet, few flies were in evidence. Knowing I did not want to do so, I entered my quarters, ready to sink bare teeth into anything that moved. I smelled something. I spun and stabbed as someone skinny and brown and unwashed flew at me, hit me, threw me backwards. A black rumble spun around my neck, but failed its function because of the shirt wrapping. I hurtled backward into my work table. There was a sharp pain in the back of my head. Inside, I screamed, "Not again!" Darkness closed down. Pain awakened me. My arm was on fire. My crash into the table had overturned a lamp. My papers, my annals, were burning. I was burning. I leaped up shrieking, beating my arm, and when I had that extinguished, I began jumping around, trying to save the papers. I saw nothing else and thought of nothing else. This was my life going up in smoke. And beyond the smoke, there was only the house of pain. Only the bleak seasons. Way, way over there, like down a long, cruel tunnel, I saw Uncle Doge kneeling beside Tai Day. Between them and me lay 3 dead men. The floor was invisible beneath their blood. 2 of the dead showed Ashwan's characteristic precision cuts. The other had fallen to a crosscut that betrayed a hint of raggedness. The swordsman had been in the grip of an uncontrolled rage. Uncle Doge held Tai Day's head against his chest. Tai Day's left arm hung as though broken. His right surrounded To Tan on his lap. The 5-year-old's head was tilted at a bizarre angle. Tai Day's face was pale. His mind was not in this world. Uncle Doge rose, came toward me, stared into my eyes, shook his head, then stepped close and wrapped powerful arms around me.
"They were too many and too fast."
I collapsed. This was the present. This was today. This was the new hell.